Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone, or good morning, or afternoon, everyone. Whenever you're listening to us, you're welcome. I'm your host, Mike Davis, and you could be listening to us either in Blog Talk Radio or even in MikeSpirit.fm or even into our new feature that's just been built into the website, and that's called Spreaker. I'm sure that if you go over to www.MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to listen to us there. In both ways, either on the player of Blog Talk or player of the Spreaker, whichever one you want to listen to us, then you can, because it's there for you to do just that. Today I've got an amazing guest lined up for you. He's no stranger here to working with me, and I know that he's looking forward to coming on. I think he's a little nervous today. I don't know why, because the last time that this gentleman was on the show, I know that he'd done absolutely a fantastic job, and I know that everybody here loved listening to him. He's all the way from Australia. He's actually in Australia at the moment, and that's Matthew James. Matthew, are you there with us?
I certainly am, Mike. How are you this morning? Well, it's evening for you. How are you?
Well, this evening for me, the morning for you, I'm fine.
Good.
It's always one of them things, isn't it? You know, morning and evening. So Matthew, explain to the listeners that it is Monday morning for you, isn't it?
That's right. It's now just after 7 o'clock in the morning here in Canberra. So it'll be what, 8 o'clock in the UK. So yeah, I've literally been up about half an hour, and it's an early morning for me.
Wonderful. So you've only been up half hour.
That's correct.
So I suppose you're not really awake that much right now, because I know when I wake up in the morning, I'm a nightmare for at least an hour.
No, I'm fine. I'll hit the ground running. I will be fine.
Okay, wonderful. So, Matthew, I know that, like I said in the beginning of the show, that you were on before, and I think you've done an absolutely an amazing job before, because I know that you're very popular. I know that you've done some absolutely lovely readings when you was on before. So tell me, what's new in your life? I know that there's plenty of things you've been doing, so why not tell our listeners?
Okay, and I've set up something with three mediums over here. We've got something called the Four Mediums Show, where we do live shows. We did our most recent one last weekend in Newcastle, New South Wales. There's Luke Patrick, there's Susie Price, and there's Susie Cherub. And there's three of us, that's Luke Patrick and Susie Price and myself. We'll actually be coming to the UK next year to sort of do shows and a few expos and private readings. So we've got that in the pipeline.
I'm looking forward to that, because we might be joining you on some of these dates as well.
I know, and that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that we'll obviously be able to make it the Four Mediums with a certain Mike Davis as well. Do a few shows with you. That would be really good.
All I can say is, Matthew, and to all our listeners, watch this space, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. That's right. It would be a good show, because we do it in three halves. We have two of us in the first half. We have a bit of an interval. Then the other two mediums will do, we usually do about an hour slot with the two of us, and then we have another interval, and then we have all four mediums on stage, and it's questions and answers, which works well with the audience.
So that's coming around June time, isn't it?
I believe it's June, yeah. We're due in Scotland, up near Dornoch, 1st and 2nd of June, and I believe we're going to be in Leyland, Lancashire, probably the week before then. Plus, we've got other things in the pipeline as well. So, yeah, we've got an exciting time next year.
Yeah. So, it's set to be a busy time, because I know that, you know, I was discussing something with you, this morning, about some readings that you do on the phone lines, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. A lot of the viewers will have heard of the Circle, phone line, which is a really brilliant service for people. Well, I've partnered with Jason Betts over here. He's a well-known psychic over here, and I've sort of partnering with the Circle, with the Matthew James phone line. It's an extension of the Circle now. I can be found on there, plus there's obviously all the other readers as well. It's a good service for everybody who phones in.
Well, a little secret if you, Matthew. I used to be a part of that. I used to work on them phone lines. I probably still am there somewhere, you know. If you look hard enough, you'll probably find
put your name in the search engine, you'll probably be there, yeah.
Probably will, yeah, most definitely. As I said, you know, I used to work for them for many years, really, to be honest with you. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time there working on the Circle. But my life has changed into different directions right now. So it's kind of difficult to be a part of that anymore, you know?
Yeah, I'm finding that the same, because I've got so many home readings and Skype and phone readings during the evenings that all the plans that I get to actually get on the phone line, I'm finding myself is taking up with other readings. So I'm going to be making some space the early part of next year that I'm going to dedicate myself to more time on the Circle, because it's really enjoyable and it gets really busy.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, tell our listeners, I mean, I know how I can get hold of you. But I know that it's either Facebook, Twitter, or your website. So do you want to go through how our listeners can get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's really easy, because, I mean, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I've got a website. And all of them basically on Matthew James Medium. And I can be found on Facebook with Matthew James Medium. I can be found on Twitter at Matt James Medium. And obviously, I've got a website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. All pretty easy to find. I think if you put a Google search and you put Matthew James Medium, one of them will come up.
Yeah, most definitely. But I will say, you know, Matthew is spelled with a double T, isn't it?
That is correct, with a double T, yeah. I've got a blog as well, Mike. I don't know if people are aware of it. It's called A Light in the Darkness. And that's probably the easiest way to find it. And it's got probably about 20,000 articles all about the occult and the paranormal and mediumship and whatever on there, and that's been going since about 2006, and that's where the Matthew James psychic line can be found.
Yeah, because I know that's what I was on this morning when I was chatting to you, and that's what I found there, you know. And I was thinking, you know, it's a small world, isn't it?
It's a very small world. We both worked on the same line, and we both dealt with the Circle. It's really interesting.
It is, you know, and it's like as if our paths were meant to be crossed so many years ago, but they never did. It's only recent that our paths have crossed, and, I hope that they do keep crossing in the future, because I know it's a wonderful way of working with you, because, I absolutely thoroughly enjoy having you on the show. And I know my listeners will, those that haven't heard you, will absolutely adore you.
Oh, thanks for that, Mike. It was really good working with you last time. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Hence the reason why I'm back on.
Well, this is true. You know, you're back here, ready to work, and just to show your abilities, because, you know, this show is for people to call in, to have a one-to-one reading, if you like, live on the air. A shortened version, if you like, I suppose, we want to get to as many callers as we can. But this show, it allows our listeners to see the different styles of mediumship, you know, that is actually out there. And You know, when I first started doing this show, and before I started doing it on MikeSpirit.fm, I was on a different network. And unfortunately, you didn't get on that network with me, Matthew. But on that other network, I decided back then that I would have a guest every week. Because right, otherwise, right, yeah, it would become just boring, wouldn't it, listen to me work every week, the same thing, and the same style. So I thought, how can I make my show different? And I thought, I know, I'll have a guest on each week. I will find a guest. And, you know, sometimes it's a taxing job, you know, trying to find a guest each and every week. But, you know, it's quite amazing, you know, after making that decision that I will have a guest, you know, it's like as if Spirit has put them there in front of me. You know, wonderful people like yourself. And, you know, I was speaking to one lovely lady earlier on today, and I'm sure that she's listening in right now. Well, she better be listening in right now, is all I got to say.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, as I was speaking to her, I know that she was going to come onto the show. And not today, but in January, I'm sure she's booked in January. I'm actually looking forward to having her on as a guest as well. And it's, as I say, you know, it's like as if Spirit is putting there in front of me. I know I've got another gentleman that has been putting a few guests in my way of late. And, you know, I'm really grateful for that because particularly over the last month, I haven't been very well. And people that's been regular listeners will know that I've been full up with a cold. Even though that's disappearing, it's still slightly lingering as it likes to do so. But it's left me with this horrific cold sore on my lip. So if I sound a bit off today, then that's because of this thing, I'll say. Oh, I hate the Matthew. You know, they crack, they split, my lip bleeds, and it's horrible, you know. You put as much cream on as you can, but, you know, it doesn't really make much difference. But never mind. As I said, I've got this wonderful gentleman that puts guests in front of me as well. But, you know, it's a wonderful way that we can all come together. And the amazing thing for me is you're all in Australia.
That's right. I mean, it brings everybody together. It's like we're talking. It doesn't really. It's just like we're in the same room together.
Almost.
It's the amazing thing. It's the beauty of technology, and it's just the way it seems to have developed, and there's so much more availability to actually connect with people worldwide now with the technology that we've got.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, it's like as if we sat right next to each other, and it's absolutely wonderful. Well, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break here, Matthew, in just 1 second. And then I think we'll go to the phone lines because I know that the switchboard is filling up there, and I want to get around as many as we possibly can today. But if people want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call on outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you listen to us in Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button there. It is working now. I know that we've had a few issues with our button, but it's working. You can hit your Skype button, and that'll be a free way of calling in. And we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back, or if you've just tuned in to us, welcome. You're listening here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my absolutely amazing guest, Matthew James. Matthew, I think we need to go to the phone lines, mate. I think it's going to be a set to be a busy show.
Good, that sounds what I like.
Wonderful. I do believe that we have Vincent online there. Vince, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much, except the cold sore, but I'm doing fine. May I ask you, Vince, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Vince?
Well, I wanted to find out, I've been out of work for quite some time now, on and off over the last 4 years. I've had a few temporary jobs in there, but nothing stable. And on Thursday, I had a job interview, and it went really well. And he told me that they were going to interview two more people, and then he was going to get together with the HR person, and they were going to make a decision by Monday. And I'm just wondering if you see me getting this job.
Okay. Well, what me and Matthew do, I know our forte is linking to the spirit world, and what we get off them is what we will pass on to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew, are you okay there? You ready?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's all over to you.
Okay, I'm in. Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. The funny thing is, I always get a connection before I even do a reading, and I knew there was a new beginning for the first caller. So I'm going to actually interpret this new beginning that it's... It seems pretty clear-cut that you're going to get a favorable decision here. A new beginning for me, if you're looking for a new job and you're looking for a job direction, then my answer to this is a categoric yes. I can't deviate from that. I mean, it might not be straightforward. You might not get it straight away. You might have to go for a further interview, or you might have to get some references checked out, or there might be a little bit of hassle there, but as far as I'm concerned, there is a new beginning here.
Okay.
I hope that helps. It was just that I think the validation that I need to give you is that I definitely have a male on the other side, or two males, sorry, on the other side, who wish to sort of keep your strength up, keep your back up for you, and give you a bit of self-belief, because obviously over the months and the years you've lost a lot of self-belief.
Yeah.
I think the scenario is that why can it not happen to me suddenly becomes to it never happens to me. So when you get the opportunity, it's a scenario of you're almost pushing it away from yourself. But there's certainly a grandfather here. I would say it's almost on your father's side. And there's certainly somebody who's giving you the encouragement and giving you the strength that you need to believe. That's the word I want to give here for this new beginning.
Because
it's almost like everything else will slot into place when you get this new beginning. Everything that you've obviously you're hoping for, you're dreaming for, everything you're trying to push for, trying to get everything else on track, that will follow pretty swiftly.
Oh, that sounds great, because that's what I've been hoping for, because I want to go back to school to further my education in a couple of fields part-time, but everything has been, you know, financially been really bad for me, so I've been waiting for a break, and I'm hoping this is it.
I'm pretty sure for you, Vince, here. I'm quite happy for you here. I very rarely stick my neck out with a definite yes or no with a question, but I have done on this instance. Just a quick validation. Did a grandfather have a heart or a chest condition?
You know, I don't know, but I know he did die at in his mid-60s. I didn't know him very well, and it was actually I don't know anything about my father's father, but I do know about my mother's father. And I only met him twice, once when I was a little boy and once when I was in my 20s. And he didn't speak English, but he did leave me a small inheritance. And I feel like he's always with me.
Well, I don't want to make my connection fit, but I've definitely got your father's father, because that was what was actually given to me. I saw the word father, and then I saw, I've got to give grandfather from, I've got to give you dad's dad. I'm adamant about that. And he had some sort of chest condition or heart condition, if you can actually find it out. And that's the validation I need to give you.
Okay. Yeah, it was probably him. So I didn't know him very well, and I didn't know what he died of, but I know he died in his mid-60s.
Right. I hope that's been a help, Vince.
Yeah, that is a big help. One more. Do you see my wife's health getting better? Because she's been really struggling, especially with...
It's a yes. No question. My first impression, my first reaction is it is a gradual process. It's not an overnight. It's not an overnight solution that I can give you. I can give you that it is a gradual improvement. There's obviously treatment with this.
Okay. Well, actually, there was one more job-related question I wanted to ask you, if I can. I've been involved in a workman's comp lawsuit against my former employer. It's been 4 years, and a couple weeks ago, I had my lawyer and I and the workman's comp people were supposed to have a hearing with the judge, and prior to the hearing, they offered me a $3,000 settlement, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. So I turned it down, so we have another hearing scheduled for February, and I'm just wondering if you see me getting a lot more money than that. How do you see that going?
You've heard this saying in the US called "Don't look a gift horse in the mouth." I know it's a UK term, but I think it's a universal term. It's a scenario of, as you've got to accept the next offer, whatever the next offer is, because otherwise,
okay.
I think it's going to be quite a bit more, but it might not be right where you want it. But there will be more than you had last. But it might not be substantially more. And it, again, I got hit with "don't look a gift horse in the mouth." I prefer to be honest, and I prefer to say it as I'm actually giving it, and that was what I heard clearly.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay,
thank you very much.
No
problem.
Have
a great day.
Speaking. You the same, Vince. Nice talking to you.
Vincent, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling in. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Martin. And I do believe that I have Louise online. Louise, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, you know what? I'm taking one day at a time.
Good, good. That's the best way. Louise, may I ask you of where you're calling from?
Kansas.
Okay. Okay, may I ask you of the reason that you was calling in for?
Yes, the last couple of nights I've been getting some very, very vivid dreams of my mom. And I don't know if they're just dreams or if they're spirit visits. And so I was wondering if you can... tell me if there's any messages.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going, okay? Because I know as Matthew was giving the last reading, I know that I was making my connection to whoever my next caller was, and obviously it's yourself. And I know that I've got a lady that communicates here with me. I know that this lady makes me aware that she was quite a nice age when she went home to the spirit world. Now, whatever a nice age is, I don't know, but... she makes a way that I want to say to you, maybe my early 80s, I feel 82, maybe 83 of when I passed from this life. I know as she makes a connection here with me that she links towards your mum's side of your family, because I feel as if she could be like
my grandmother.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she's your grandmother. She makes a connection here with me. And she tells me here that she's been in the spirit world for quite some time since she has passed.
Yes.
It's been a little while now since she has passed. And she says to me, you know, she comes around your life quite a lot, and she understands. See, because if I said this to you, Louise, that there's lots going on in your life at the minute, and excuse the expression, but if I said to you that you would be, at the moment, like a dog chasing its tail, you feel as if you're going around
yeah,
circles
yeah.
at the moment. And, like, you know,
oh,
where
yeah.
am I going from here? How is this happening? And it's like as if you feel that everything is landing on top of your shoulders at the moment, because I do feel, and I am aware that you feel quite down with inside yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Well, I was, but I'm better.
Okay, that's fine. But you understand that everything is all coming
absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely.
Because I know that this lady, your grandmother, as she talks here to me, she wants me to say to you that she just wants to be in your life. Now, I know that you said about your dreams that you've been aware of having like a dreamlike state there. And she says to me that it's her is trying to communicate. Now, I know the best time for the spirit world to communicate with us is within our dream state, okay? And I believe that this is what this lady is trying to do, because I know that you understand the spirit world a little yourself. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
But you can't quite communicate with them yourself right now. Is that right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
But the dreams that I had were vivid of my current mom. My grandmother has come to me in the past. I've been able to see her.
Okay, that's fine, because I know she wants me to say here to you that as she makes a connection here with me, she wants to see your mum. She's still with us, isn't she?
Yes.
Good, because I know that she talks to me here about your mum is not feeling herself at the moment, and she wants to pass love on to your mum at the minute, okay? So I know that that's
yes.
the reason why
yes.
she's coming through, is to bring your mum a little bit of healing right now, okay? But I certainly know that she wants me to say here to you that you need to, take big, deep breaths. And take it very slowly, because I know of whatever it is that's going on or has gone on in your life, I believe now is the time that you're starting to build like a bridge, like stepping stones, if you like, to get yourself back on track. Because I want to say to you, slowly, slowly does it, okay? One step
yeah.
at a time, okay? Now, I don't know where your dad is, and please don't tell me a minute, because I'm aware as if I want to link with somebody from your dad's side of your family. I know I've got a gentleman that he makes aware his breathing is very labored. I want to see to you that it's, I want to start gasping for my breath as he's with me. I know it's the heart that took this man over, because I know that he settles around my heart here as he makes this connection here with me. But I certainly know that he passed quite suddenly. He wasn't very big of his build. I believe that he would have, I want to see to you maybe shed a few pounds before he passed. I know he would have lost a little bit of weight before he passed on to
yes.
the spirit world. He tells me you must have been there with him when he passed on, or just before he passed. Is that right?
No, but we've always been very, very close spiritually. It's not my dad, but it is his side, and I know who you're speaking of. Yes.
That's
yes.
good, because I know he's with me. See, now why I'm saying to you about being with him, either just before or as he passed, because he offers out his hand to me, okay? I know whenever the spirit world does that, that suggests to me that that's what it is, that you was either with him just before or you was with him as he passed. So if you wasn't with him then when he passed, would I be right in saying the last time that you saw him, you kind of knew that that was the last time that you was going to see him in this life? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, because he offers out his hand to me, okay? And it's like as if I want to, just start filling up here. I'm not going to start crying on the radio. I'm really not. But, if I said to you that there must have been emotion with you when you held his hand, do you understand of this?
Absolutely.
Because I know that he takes my hand, and as he does that, the tears starts rolling down my face. And incidentally, there, if I said to you that there's been tears of late there with yourself, you've been shedding a few tears there, Louise, because of the things this. See, you feel, if I said to you, you feel that there's been, if I said to you the words of, you need a bit more support of those that's closest to you, you'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Because that's why these tears come in. So I know I need to say that to you about the tears that's been shed in there. That's because of that you feel that you should have more support, a little bit more of those that's closest to you then. You understand of this?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. Well, Louise, I know I got to push on you. So I'm going to say that you thank you very much for calling in. And remembering, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
You're always incredible as you.
Okay. I think we just about caught that there, Louise. But thank you very much. Let me go to the phone lines again, and I do believe that we have Karen online. Karen, are you there with us?
Oh, my God! Hello?
Was you excited there then, Karen?
Yeah!
I think that's the best reaction I've had for a while. I've got to be honest there with you.
I'm glad.
Making me laugh. Let me compose myself. May I ask where you're calling from there, Karen?
From Long Island, New York.
Okay. And may I ask you the reason of what you call? I can't stop laughing now. What was the reason you called in for there, Karen?
I lost somebody a few years ago, and I just wanted to know if they're with me.
Don't tell us anything about them, okay? Because it's
okay.
Our job to... I'm just looking in the chat room. Somebody's saying it sounds like as if you've just won the lottery. Okay. Matthew, are you ready there, mate? Matthew, are you with us? I think Matthew must have gone asleep. He's gone back to bed. I think he's left us. He is still with us, but I'm going to carry on with you here, Karen, because, you know, let's keep this... thing moving, okay? See, the first thing I'm aware of there with yourself is that, you know, I want to link with a gentleman, and I believe this is the one that hasn't long passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And see, as I'm becoming aware of him here at the moment, I do believe, as if I want to say to you, that he must be like, certainly like a dad or a granddad or something, because I know that that's where he links you with me. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that he stands by the side of me at the minute here. And I know that he'd be quite a nicely built man in the build of his body. I know that he would be the kind of fella. I think Matthew's just joined us. Matthew, you still link with us? Okay. I'll carry on for this one, Matthew. If you want to join in, then you can. Okay, but I'll carry on for now. Because I know... This gentleman is very much there with you, there, Karen, okay? And I know I want to say to you that, you know, the closer he comes around your vibration, the more I want to say to you that it's like I want to bring so much, excitement, even though that you was excited to get through. I want to bring so much excitement through there for you at the moment because I want to say to you, you know, it's full steam ahead. So there's obviously something in your life at the moment that I want to say to you, you keep going, okay? Don't stop moving because I feel as if, that's what I need to put around your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you as well here, Karen, that, the closer he connects there with you, the more I need to say to you that he's been trying to make his presence known around you. So you would understand that he has been trying to make a communication there with you yourself. So if I go into your home, there's all sorts of things been happening in your home of late. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, yes, and I know that he tells me, okay, that you becoming aware of these new things happening in your home. And see, it's things like, what have you written saying that things are moving? And it's not just little things. It's quite large things, isn't it? I want to say maybe like the TV has been moved or something, because I know I can see a TV screen, and it's like as if it's moving. So do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No TV screen, but there's been a lot of big changes happening around the household, a lot of things breaking.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I know that I want to say that you about that he is trying to make his presence known around your life at the minute, okay? Now, see, I want to say to you that even though that he hasn't long been in the spirit world, he has never left your side, okay? You call out to him all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he wants me to see to you, and I love you. Do you understand why you would say that to me?
Yeah, because, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying you've just mentally said that to him?
Yeah, this morning, because it's his birthday.
Uh-huh, because he says, and I love you. okay? Mm-hmm. So know that he comes through with an abundance of love here for you, and he just wants you to know that his love is still strong for you, strong, just as strong as it was when he was here in this life, and he's just as strong as he is in the next life, okay? Now, I know as well that, he wants me to join with a lady here, and you know, this lady, I believe that she could be like his partner. So you'd understand of this lady in the spirit world of his partner has been there a bit longer than him. And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, when she left this life, she was ill for quite some time before she passed. Is that right?
Maybe my grandma, his mom.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know it's a closeness, okay? So if it's not his partner, then it would be his mum. So it's your grandmother. That's fine. Now, I know that, they must have been a very close family. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that I want to bring that closeness there to you. And incidentally, if I said to you that you are quite close to your family, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Because I know I want to say to you that you're quite close. And if I said to you that you're trying to help someone that is in your family at the minute, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
My brother, probably.
Okay. Okay, because I know I want to say to you about someone in your life that, she keeps saying to me, tell her that I've been here for a while. Tell her I've been here for a while, okay? And thank her for the things that she's been doing for me. So would I be right in saying with your grandmother, you've either been visiting your grandmother's resting place of late or where her memory is or something?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so where is it that you've been visiting somebody's resting place or their memory?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always talked to my dad all the time. I know that they were close. I wasn't that close to my grandma.
Okay.
Oh, maybe my aunt date? Maybe an aunt or something? I'm not sure.
Okay. It doesn't matter. So, as long as you understand that you've been either visiting somebody's resting place or you've been going there or there's where their memory is. Because I want to say that you're about passing the love back and forth there, okay? So I know that you've been saying about these people in the spirit world, and they just want to acknowledge, okay, and just say to you that we recognize and we understand you, okay? Now, I know I want to talk to you about your life in general at the minute, okay? And, you know, if I said to you that you're kind of looking for a little bit of direction right now, aren't you?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said that you're looking for some kind of direction in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, I don't even know what the direction is about, and it's none of my business, but I know the one thing I have to say is you have to go with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You go with it because I know it's what makes you feel happy, okay? And I'm being told that you have to do what makes you happy, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, it helps me a lot.
Okay, well, I know I need to say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives a little bit later on. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for everything.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye now, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Marty, before we go back into the phone lines, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break here. If people want to call in, there's still time. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harry! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, let's move on, Yamati, quickly, because I know that the phone lines are quite full here. I do believe that we, and I'm going to get myself into trouble by saying this one because I can't pronounce it. Is it Kula? Hi, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, did I pronounce it wrong? Is it Kula?
Paula.
Carla.
Paula.
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 Yes, Paula.
Okay. Okay, I do apologize, Paula, but it certainly looks something different to that to what I'm looking at. But never mind.
No problem. I'm
going to blame my producer. I'm going to blame Robert because everything is Robert's fault. That's no problem. Paula, may I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from California.
From California. Okay, and it's over to you there, Matthew.
Hi, Paula. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for us, please, Paula?
I'm just curious if you can get in touch with somebody who has passed.
Oh, okay, I will do my best. Now, the first thing I actually got, I always, and like I said to the last caller, I always seem to get connections before the reading. I was getting some sort of discomfort or some sort of pressure above my left eye, like there was a bad headache or there was, might have been a tumor or there might have been something with the head condition. Can you actually recognize that condition, that it was what somebody had, please? I'm looking for a male. There was a new, that wasn't a male, was it not? But I've got a male talking to me.
Okay.
So I might have two people, but there's an eagerness to talk to you because you need to listen. This is the scenario here. Well, the information that I seem... Is your mum on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Okay, now, I've got a nervousness, or I've got a real, like, impatient, sort of high vibration energy here. A woman who's rubbing her hands together with glee that she's actually managed to get through. But you need to listen. You need to listen. She's not sure about a relationship or a situation that you're in. Can you understand what this lady's talking about?
Okay.
Because I seem to get this sense that you're a very, very sensitive lady, and you're somebody who... And I've had the word changed. I was gonna say easily led, but I had it changed to you're slightly naive at times, and you don't see the bad in people. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you I've got the lady's conditions here, so you'll have to forgive me if I start coughing and spluttering and doing a few things when I'm talking, but. How recently did you start in a new relationship?
About 5 years ago.
Well, then I'm not talking... Right, hang on a minute. Let me just get my lines correct. How long ago did your mum pass?
Oh, it's been over 20 years.
Okay. So, whose new relationship is she talking about? Because I was clearly had to talk about a new relationship and a relationship... She wasn't sure about was going to go anywhere.
I don't know. I've been married for, you know, almost 5 years now.
Well, I mean, I'm clearly not talking about yourself. Do you have a brother, please? Does she have a son?
No, I'm her only child.
Okay. I stand corrected that I've got your mum, but I've also got somebody else talking about someone else, which happens. I get cross-links. Going back to the condition with the eye and the head condition, is that your mum's condition?
She did die due to a gunshot wound to the head.
On the left side?
Yes, that is correct.
Because that was the first thing that I got. So I know that I've got your mum with me. But I really don't know what she's talking about with a relationship, a new relationship. If you've been married for 5 years, I'm confused there. But all I know is what is being said to me is that you, yeah. I mean, there's a scenario of it. All does not appear what it seems with other aspects of your life. Is this new relationship going to be work-related then, please? Because I can't get away from this information about this relationship. I'm confused about it. How confused was she in her life towards the end?
She was very distraught. She was very depressed. She there was a lot of emotional turmoil in the end.
Because I'm trying to make sense of what this lady's saying, but it's like I am completely and utterly disorientated with this information that I can't make any decisions what your mum's talking about. All I can basically say is that there is a lady here who's clearly around you, who's clearly concerned about things that are in your life at the moment, is clearly concerned that you need to focus and look at things and see things as they really are, because this, somewhere there is indications that all is not well somewhere. I don't know if it's with somebody's health. I don't know if it's in somebody's life, but this is all I can get from her. I mean, I'm not in. I feel this. I mean, I've obviously got her coming through. I don't feel like I'm in a state that I can really talk very well.
Okay.
But that is probably the condition that she actually passed with. This wasn't suicide, was it?
Yes, it was.
Right. So I have got the emotional state of this lady. My apologies for the confusion, but I think this is her way of trying to validate. Now, she's not saying that there's anything wrong with your personal relationship in any way, shape, or form, but something needs to be worked on.
It could be extended family, like my father or you know, maybe his new wife or.
Can you just rewind that? How long has he been married?
He's been married, I believe, 8 years now.
Now then, is all not well there, please?
My father's a very distant man. And I believe in the end she expected him to really take care of me. And he just...
He clearly hasn't.
No, not at all. He's been very distant from the start.
Because I am struggling to actually make sense of the information that she's given me. I know I can validate that I've got the lady. I know I can validate her condition that she passed with. But there's this sense of all is not well where a relationship is concerned. But, I mean, yours is fine. So there has to be, she must be talking about somewhere in the extended family where all is not well in a relationship. She's obviously extending concern somewhere, and she's using you as the messenger. I mean, her connection with you is fine. The reasons why she went over on the other side was nothing to do with you. You were never involved in any of that, so there's no... I can't get a sorry out of her. I can't get any of this, because what was. It happened. It had to happen. It was the only way out. And... I mean, there's been barrel loads of tears, obviously. You've lost your mum. It's just the scenario of I can't get more than that out of her, other than can you look... You don't deal with microscopes or anything to do with laboratories, do you?
No, not at all.
I'm struggling here, Paula, to make total sense of what is actually being said to me, and I can only apologise if it sounds a little bit disjointed. But it does happen sometimes. It can be me that's not making the connection right, or your mum trying too hard. But all I know is that things need to be looked at closely. Things need to be explored, and things need to be like really focused on. I mean, I'm going to interpret the microscope. Everything needs to be looked through a microscope at the minute. I'm just looking at your life in general, making changes in life, possibly changing location, possibly thinking about different aspects and different directions and different ideas. I mean, but that is me interpreting the connection that I've been given here. There's just the usual sense of concern, motherly concern, and I hope that's been a help, Paula, even though it seemed to be a little bit disjointed.
Right, yeah. No, I am looking to, you know, relocate hopefully soon and you know, career change and you know, there hasn't been any movement on either end, but you know, that is something that I am striving towards.
And it's about the fine print and looking at the things in detail. I mean, this is me getting the connection. I'm not being told this. It's just, you know, I know from the connection that I've got. It's a case of rejuggling everything that you've got, and really, just on a final note, your mum wasn't particularly good at making any decisions towards the end, was she? She couldn't carry any responsibility, could she?
No, no, not at all.
Because she's leaving me to say what needs to be said to you. And that's all about the prospects are good for you, and you've really to push on. And I sadly have to push on because I know we've got a busy backlog of callers, and I have to apologize to actually cut it short there, Paula, and it was lovely talking to you.
No problem. Thank you very, very much.
No problem, Paula. No problem.
Paula, can I just cut in? And Matthew, I didn't mean to cut in your communication at all.
No
there,
problem.
No?
No problem.
But Paula, would you understand if I said to you that, you know, as Matthew said that this is, you know, that she took her own life, but would I be right in saying that she may have tried it before as well?
You know, I don't know. I was a small child. You know, I've really just been learning more and more about her as I've gotten older.
Okay, because I certainly feel, you know, that this wasn't the first time. I believe that she may have tried it before, before that, you know, that she actually did and succeeded. But, you know, I do feel her energy. I do feel her so strong around me at the minute. Okay, and I know that the one thing I need to say to you that she's settling her vibration around you. She wants to make you know. She wants to see, as you said, that you find out more information about her as you're getting a little older. But I've been right in saying that you've been trying so hard of late to find out more, or more have come to light or something.
Yes, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that the more that she's with me as well, the more that I've only now just found out, I now realize, I now understand. And you know, if I said to you that the kind of suffering, the torment that she went through is kind of unbelievable, because I know that's what she makes me feel, as if, you know, there was no other way. And that's what I need to put around you, okay? But she certainly wants me to apologize, as Matthew has already said, that she wants to apologize. But she, you know, wishes that she could turn back the time. But unfortunately, obviously, we understand that we can't. But she wants me to say to you that, you know, if she was with you at the moment in this life, she'd certainly be picking you up at the minute, because I know that's why I need to put around you. You need, it's like as if I want to come around you so much and put my arms around you and just say to you, you know, it'll be okay. You need to have a little strength inside yourself, and you will go forward, okay? I know that you feel like alone at the minute, and I want to say to you that Mum doesn't want you to be alone, because you're not alone. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I apologize for upsetting you. I don't want to upset you, but I know I had to cut in there and say what needed to be said. Okay, so we'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
And remember, you know, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm where you'll be able to obtain a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I tell you what, don't hang up. Stay on the line, and my producer is going to talk to you.
Okay,
is that okay?
You. Yes,
that's
thank
okay.
You.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Martha, you know, and it makes it all worthwhile us doing this, doesn't it? You know,
especially some connections, as obviously the listeners will see, they do get a little bit emotional, and I tend to get the actual person through, and I get all their conditions. And the lady on the other side of Mum was too distraught there to really talk to me.
Most definitely, and you know that's exactly what I was feeling. I was thinking, I need to cut in, and you know, I do apologise for that, Matthew, because you know, there's something
that's
that I.
That's fine. We are a team. It's teamwork, and
exactly.
I'm clearly getting the same connection. and which is good.
Yeah, most definitely. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing that we're able to connect. And as I said, you know, it makes it all worthwhile. But I'm sure that those tears were maybe happy tears, tears of joy, knowing that your mum is still there. But, Matthew, let's go straight back to the phone lines, because I know that we get them very, very full. And I know that we need to speak to Suzanne. Suzanne, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi. May I ask you, Suzanne, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California as well.
Okay, another one from California. That's fine. And may I ask you where you're calling me from again? I don't think my brain is in gear tonight. But what was the reason that you called in for?
I was just wondering if you're picking up any messages for me from Spirit.
Okay, bear with me a second here, Suzanne, and I'll do my very best here for you. Okay, I know I've got a lady here that's very small, and small in her build, I mean, okay? I don't believe she was very tall either. I believe that she would have been maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", of her height of when she was here with us. She looks she looks quite frail, quite withdrawn within her features, if I can say that to you, towards the end of her life there.
Yes.
I know, as I'm aware of her, that she makes me aware that she was a hard-working lady, she was a fighter, and she fought right away until the last moment. She says to me here, I didn't want to give up, I didn't want to do anything but keep going. She says to me, I had to keep going for everybody else's sake. So I know that she would have been the kind of lady that would have always done her best for her family and for those as closest to her. Okay, I believe I want to connect her to your mum's side. Now, she gives me a terrific pain that goes down the chest into my stomach. So I don't know. See, I believe that that's like, see, it's gone now, I've given in, that's fine. It's like a cancerous kind of a condition. So do you understand of who I've got you with me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that this cancer kind of thing that was there for a while, it was there before, see, it was there for a while before it was recognized as well, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because she tells me here it wasn't recognized until it was probably too late. Okay,
yes,
and she said, you know,
definitely.
There was nothing that nobody could have done for me. I just had to keep going. I had to try my best and not to give up. She says to me, I just didn't give up. I kept going and going and going until I passed. Okay, now I know that she talks to me as well, that there was lots of people around her. There was lots of support around her before she left this life. You understand of that, Suzanne, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, she wants me to say here to you that... See, the closer that she comes around my vibration, the more I want to say to you that she's in your life. Now, for some reason, if I said to you that in your life at the minute, you need her around your vibration, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
And would I be right in saying to you that there's been like a change within, I don't know if I'm going to get this right. if I said to you that there's been a change, like, I don't want to say relationship, but like either a relationship or a close friendship, because it's like somebody very close to you, there's been a change around there. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. See, it's not for me to analyze, but I know of what she gives me. Okay. And she says to me that it's causing you a little bit of unsureness, like as if it's unsettled around you. Does that make sense to you?
Totally.
Okay, because I know that I want to say that you, of where that this unsettledness is, this unsureness, and this feeling of being a little lost, you know, this lady wants to fulfill that gap for you and say to you, you know, instead of feeling lost, feeling a little bit maybe hurt, she just wants to come into the vibration and fulfill that void that you feel is in your life, okay? Now, she tells me that I need to say to you that she's been there, because I don't know whether you understand the spirit world or not, and it's none of my business whether you do or not, but I certainly feel as if you would like to know more. Is that right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, because I know that the more I want to do more with spiritism, the more that, not me, you, to do more with spiritism, the more I need to talk to you about, I need to get it right. See, if I said to you, let me look at your door. Is your door catching or sticking then or something?
My door?
Yeah, either your front door, or there's a door in your home by your front door, or where it would catch or stick a little bit?
Possibly.
Okay. See, because I'm saying to her, come on, give me a little bit more that this lady would know you by. And she says to me, well, tell her about the door. I know about the door. It's catching. Okay, so I know it's either catching or sticking. And that's just her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration. Okay, but I know I need to say to you that you know, the support that she comes through with is tremendous. The support that she wants to give you, I can't really describe it except phenomenal, because that's exactly what I need to say to you there. Okay, now she says to me that there's other people that's quite close to you in the spirit world as well, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay, and what are we right in saying to you, that there's another lady that couldn't walk towards the end of her life? Now, it wasn't the fact that she had all her limbs, but she couldn't walk. Her one leg, and I believe it's her left leg, it's like as if she lost the use of her leg before she passed. And what I'd be right in saying that this would be like the last 8 or 9 months of her life, is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of sounding like the same person.
Okay. If it's the same person, then that's fine, because I know that I'm feeling and I'm aware of my leg going quite numb, okay? And it's like as if I got no feeling there, and I know I can't walk on it because I've lost the use of it, okay? So if that's the same person, then that's fine, okay? Because I know that, you know, that this is what I'm becoming more aware of. Now, I'm being told as well about, it's like I want to look for something new. Have you been applying for something new in your life, whether it's like a new job or you've been applying for a new home or something? There's something about applying for something, isn't it?
I don't know. I just started dating someone. That's the only thing I can think of that's new,
okay.
Really.
Okay, so that's what I was talking about earlier on, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Well, know that this lady is around your life. Know that she understands what's around your vibration. See, and I'm still going to stick with what I feel, okay? I'm not going to change anything. In the whole 19 years of me doing this, I've never, ever changed anything. I've just given it exactly the way that I've got it. There's certainly something else new that's coming into your life. It's either like I'm applying for a new job, or I'm applying for a new home, or I want to move somewhere, whether it's to move closer or something's going to move. There's certainly like I'm applying for something, okay? So remember I said that. I know it's big. Okay, see, somebody keeps saying to me, tell her June is important as well.
The what?
The month of June is important to you.
Okay,
do you understand that?
Well, that's when my birthday is.
Your birthday is in June.
In June.
Okay, well, that's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And snap on that one, so is mine, okay? But thank you very much for calling, okay?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
No problem at all, the pleasure is all ours. And remember, come on over to www.mikespirit.fm, and that's where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, and blessings.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. And let's go straight back to the phone line, Jim Matthew. I do believe that we have Annette online. Annette, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and may I ask you where you're calling from?
I am calling from Boston.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Annette?
Well, I'm a little confused. I feel like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I'm actually looking for employment, but I'm being told that the universe is moving me in a direction in which I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Let me just stop you there.
Sure.
Okay. Because I know our forte is linking to the spirit world. Mine are Matthews. I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Matthew James. I know that he'll work with you with that. Is that okay, Matthew?
Yeah, that's fine. Hi, Annette. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting, let's say, harassed by about 4 or 5 people that are linking to you from the spirit world. I know I've got a grandmother. I know I've got a grandfather. I've not worked out who the other three are yet. But the person that wants to communicate me, I feel, is the grandmother. Do you know there's a grandmother had really bad eyesight? She was almost blind and she was really anxious. She had a lot of anxiety attacks and she had a bad lower back. these are the conditions I'm picking up from her. Can you make sense of that lady, please?
No, I know my grandmother had problems with her leg. I'm not sure about her eyes. I know she wore glasses off and on.
Right. It was just that when this lady connected with me, and I always write some notes down before I actually do when I'm connecting, and I really could not see the pad of paper that I was actually writing on, and that isn't my eyesight. Now, okay. Have you got some sort of business connection, or you've got some business decision where you've got to take the lead and you're going to make the decisions? Can you make any sense of that? Because I was given this almost this male-female connection, and the male is a little bit more dominant than the female, and I think that was being related to you in a business sense.
No, I just recently left a job that,
Was there a particularly dominating male in that work situation?
It's actually a female. It's actually a female.
But was she very domineering, very masculine?
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, yes. I'm pretty certain that this is the situation that your grandmother's talking about, because you've got to be in the driving seat. You don't like to be controlled. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory sense. It's a case of the next business decisions and the next business connection that's coming to you, you will be in the driving seat. And I think it's more than likely that you are the one that's going to be working for yourself. It might be a big, bold leap, and you might not appear that you can do it at the moment, but I've been told that within 12 months, but I want to say sooner than 12 months, I want to go by about August next year, you'll be working for yourself if that is what you want to do.
Wow.
Is that your plan? Is that what's on your schedule today?
Eventually, I feel that eventually, but because I feel like I'm walking a new type of path, and there's a lot of shifts, to be quite honest with you, I'm not clear as to where the universe is going to be moving me. I know that I'm not going backwards. I know I'm not going back to the same type of work, but I don't know what it is, or if.
Well, you're
I don't know.
You're a people's person, Annette. Apparently, you have to work with people. You have to deal with people. You're an agony aunt. You're a counselor. You're a person that can actually take care of other people.
Yes.
Now, did your grandfather, please, have some sort of stomach situation, or there was a sickness with him? Because I've got a gentleman who, right, he is pretty adamant that you've got to put your foot down and you've got to become more assertive.
Yes.
Now, have you kicked a male into touch, i.e. has there been a relationship where you have said get rid and there's the door, or is that going through your mind?
Well, yeah, there is someone that I kicked out the door.
How recently was that? Because there's laughs and there's chuckles from the other side. Like, it was a case of, it was poetry in motion, and it was an absolute joy to watch. Because when you're assertive, you are so strong, and you doubt yourself so much. You need to video yourself when you're assertive, because you're really strong.
Yes, yes. This happened probably about 3 years ago that I kind of said, the door is closed.
Right, but then you've gone back a ways a bit emotionally. You should have gone onwards and upwards. Why did you go backwards? This is what the grandfather doesn't understand.
Emotionally, it's you know, sometimes I feel like when I step forward, I feel his energy very strongly. So I feel like I'm teetering back and forth. And maybe he's changed, but I know that deep down inside he hasn't. I just want to move forward.
Right. So, I mean, I clearly there's an emotional roller coaster here, and clearly you need who you support everybody else, but who supports Annette? Who looks after you?
No one.
Who shoulder? Right. This is the first thing you need to do, Annette. You need to find a confidant. You need to find a strong shoulder, somebody with a strong backbone to keep you up. Because when you get down, you're like the point that you're at the moment with business. And I know from what has been said to me, you're going to work for yourself. But you within yourself saying, I'd like to do that, but you don't have the confidence to do it.
Yes, yes. But what I also I'm looking at too is that I still need to somehow make a living until I move into stepping out on my own. And that's where I'm at now.
Right. Well, the scenario is so long as you are dealing with people, it doesn't matter whether you are the one that's in the supermarket who's at the till and is obviously with all the groceries and you're at the till, or it doesn't matter if you're over a counter somewhere. It doesn't really matter. So long as you are dealing with people, that is all that matters at the moment.
Yes.
That is what I've been told to tell you.
Okay.
And you've also to, I know it sounds a bit harsh, but you might have to consider a couple of jobs or even three jobs on part-time basis. You've never done any contract work, or you've never sort of been part-time, have you?
Actually, I was thinking about, I would like to go part-time so then that I can basically concentrate on what it is I truly want to do.
Okay. Now, you can appreciate, Annette, that there is obviously a lot of callers, and these are really snapshot readings. I've sadly run out of time because we're going to have to move on to the next caller.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah, I hope that's been a help, Annette, and I hope those connections, you can take those connections with you, your grandmother, your grandfather, and I just hope that you go and have a wonderful life.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
It's a pleasure, Annette. Lovely talking to you.
You
hey,
too.
Thank you, Annette,
bye-bye.
For calling in. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you'll have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. Matthew, I need to go to a short commercial break here.
No worries.
The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need spiritual connections on mikespirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike Davis, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to mikespirit.fm for your spiritual connections.
Welcome back to just tuned in. You're welcome. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe I have Christopher online. Christopher, are you there with us?
Yes, good evening. May the peace of the inner light be with you this evening, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Christopher. I may ask you where you're calling from there.
I'm calling from Englewood, New Jersey, and I'm also the host of a blog talk radio show on here called Youth Worldview.
Okay, no problem at all. And may I ask you what's the reason that you call in for?
The purpose of my call is for the reason because 2012 is just around the corner, and I'm wondering what will it hold for me in the three areas of love, career, and finances.
Okay, then let me link to the spirit world here for you, Christopher, because that's what we do. That's our forte, okay?
My mind and heart are receptive and are ready to receive.
Okay, no problem at all. Christopher, I know that I'm becoming aware of a lady, first of all, that wants to connect you with you. And I believe that this lady would connect to your mum's side of your family, because I know that I feel it again on mum's side. I know that as she makes a connection, that she feels like a mum, if I'm honest with you. So do you understand your mum for me, Christopher, in the spirit world?
Yes, my mother is still with me, and I believe you were referring to Helen. She was on her side of the family.
Okay. Don't give me any more information, mind, okay, because it's my job to work with her. Now, well, if this is Helen, then would I be right in saying that when she passed, there's certainly a connection to do with the hospitals?
Atlantic City Hospital, she had leukemia, and she was there for that period until her death in 91.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, I know that this lady makes her way to the hospital, so that's fine. So long as you understand of her. Now, I know as she links around my life at the minute that she wants me to say that she's been around your vibration. She wants to say to you congratulations on things. So I know that things have changed in your life. There's been a recent change that you're starting to enjoy. Would that be right?
Yes, I am getting healthy. I'm getting more aware of myself lately. I've been helping around the house, doing things for mom.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that I want to say that you about things have altered, and you know, she wants to say congratulations to you. I'm saying he because I know I've got a gentleman that's nagging me to work with him as well. But I know that, see, the question that you asked me about what's around the corner in 2012, and, you know, not that I'm going to predict your future, because I don't believe that I can do that personally, but I know of what I'm being told is that what's in front of you is exactly what you have planned. I know that you have planned on doing something on a bigger scale. So would you understand that you've been planning on something on a bigger scale of late?
Yes, I was thinking about speaking at a convention.
Okay, good, because I know that I'm being told about doing something on a bigger scale. So if that's what you've been thinking of, I know that's in the pipeline there for you. I know it's ready to come. Now, I know as well that she says here to me about yourself personally, that she says to me that you are aware of life after death yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am being more aware. I've been hearing voices. I've been hearing my name being called and everything.
Don't tell me no more, Christopher, okay? Because, you know, if I want to tell you rather than you tell me, okay? Because I know as well that she wants me to say this to you, that it's like, see, where you just, you're in your name, that's been at the top of the stairs. You've been hearing like a voice at the top of the stairs. Is that right?
Yes, even in my room.
Good, okay, because I know that's where I'm being told, that it's at the top of the stairs. And this is where this lady communicates you with you. Now, as I said, I've got a gentleman as well. I know as he communicates, the first thing he gives me is his hands, okay, because I know that he had difficulty in grip and hold of things towards the end of his life. It's like as if I'm having trouble in holding anything. You know, a glass would need two hands. I believe he needed assistance towards the end of his life. He makes you aware that his condition rapidly deteriorated towards the end there. I believe that, you know, that it was quite sudden how this condition took hold of him. Now, I believe I want to say to you that it even affected his speech, that he couldn't get his words out correctly towards the end of his life. It's like as if I want to start stammering and struggle to speak here to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes. My papa, William, was a war survivor, and it was on my mother's side of the family again. He had bone cancer.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that whatever this is, it took grip of him, took hold of him, and it's like as if I need to say to you there that he would have struggled, even getting his words out. It's like as if I went backwards in my life so far. It's like as if I became, not childlike, that's the wrong word, but I needed to be like, cared for like a child then towards the end of his life, because I know that's the way he comes through you. And that's fine, so long as you recognize him, because I know that he's in your life. Now, I know that many times that people ask me about guides and so on there. Now, I'm not the one that's going to tell you about your guides, because your guides are not proof of survival. And my job today is to prove survival evidence to you, as I've just done. But I know I want to say to you that this gentleman comes through on that kind of vibration. So you'd understand that he works with you sometimes. Is that right?
I feel him. Yeah, I feel the gentleman around me, and I feel that he's trying to show me you don't have to be upset or whatever.
Good. Because I know that, you know, he just talks to me about that he's in your vibration, he's around your life, and he wants to be there, and he wants to stay there. Now, for some reason as well, he keeps saying to me there that, you know, you can be your own worst enemy there, Christopher, can't you?
Yes, I've always been struggling with my weight. It's been a very serious issue.
Okay, forget your weight a minute. That's not what I'm talking about. He says you can be your own worst enemy. You put yourself down more than anything else, don't you? You believe that...
Sometimes I doubt myself, yeah. Yeah.
See, I know where you said this about your weight, and I know that's wrong, okay? I know it's to do with the way that, whether it's your radio show, whether it's whatever it is, I don't know, but he says to me, you put yourself down, and I believe it's to do with, like, more of the spiritual side of things, more of the connecting with the energies and so on there. So I know that he says to me, you put yourself down because you are your own worst enemy, because I know that you kind of don't believe in it sometimes yourself, okay? Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. I've had struggles with it.
Wonderful, okay? I don't mean wonderful because you're struggling. I mean wonderful because it's right. So know that he is around you. He is doing... okay, he is doing what he needs to do, okay? I know I need to move on. I know that my time is... Because I know it's a very fast show this is here, Christopher. So I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to www.mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. May the peace of the year and light be with you, gentlemen. And that's MIC.
Okay. I do apologize there, Crystal. As I said, it's a very fast-moving show. Let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Jamie online there. Jamie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and may I ask you, Jamie, where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm from Indiana.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted to see what you get from Spirit for me and if there's any direction for me from them.
Okay. Matthew, it's all over to you, mate.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad I got through.
Yeah, good. Now, I've got two connections that I was building as the last caller was on. I've got a lady who had a bad hip who was breathless, who I don't know. I'm not totally sure if this was a grandmother or not. I tend to get grandmothers, grandfather. Yeah. Now, you're not sure of your own creativity or your life standing. That's what she's told me. You don't know where you stand at the minute, and you don't know what you're capable of.
Right.
Okay, I'm now. Did you also have a breathing or any sort of speech problem? I mean, I'm now. I've said those words, and then all of a sudden, I can hardly talk now. That's
yeah,
how
she
I feel
had,
with this.
Yeah, she had emphysema, horrible. She committed suicide because of it.
Oh, right. Now, she is obviously really, really pleased to get through. But she is disappointed that life didn't move on and go in the direction that you, when you last talked to her, you got these big plans, and apparently your life took a completely different turn, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Right. I've also got what I feel, somebody on your father's side. Now, I'm not sure if this was his brother or not. I don't often get uncles, but I almost sense I've got an uncle here.
Yeah, he just passed away. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've got two choices. What I got with this gentleman was that, and I'm saying it very quickly because obviously there's a lot of callers. I would normally speak a little bit slower than this. But you've got two choices. You've got two big decisions to make, and one of them is a work situation. Your life's been an uphill struggle. It's been hard work, and you've been very, 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 very patient. So the hard work is going to pay itself off. Have you got any teaching ability? Have you got anything about children around you or schools?
I'm getting ready to start school in January. I've trained people. That's the only teaching I've ever done.
Okay, but it is a teaching direction that is being spoken about. Okay. I don't know if you've got plans to actually make it into a full-time, full-blown career, but I do see what I'm actually being shown is I'm looking at young children here, because the reason why I'm looking at young children is I can see sort of the changing room where obviously they put all the bags and they put the clothes and extra, and it's young children. I'm dealing with young children. I'm not dealing with adults. I'm not dealing with teenagers. He seems to be pointing you, and you can get through to children, and children listen to you.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but okay.
it's just, I always, it's like Mike had said to a previous caller, I can only give what I've got, and all the years I've done it, that is what this uncle is talking about, that you need to be. You're good with children. I don't know if it's a memory. Do you have children of your own? Are you planning children?
I do not, and I'm not planning on it now.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just so that you're good with children. You are good with children.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I've got to give you, because you're looking for new directions, you're looking for new openings, and the idea is just to get yourself, this gentleman wants to get you out of your comfort zone and wants you to do other things. Now, I'm not convinced that you're not going to have children by what is being said to me, because one of the other choices is about relationships and changes in relationships. So this is the other thing that's being said to me.
Wow. Okay.
Because I've got a gentleman who's clearly making some sort of offer to you. If you are not already, put it this way, if you are already in a relationship and you are unmarried, then there is going to be some sort of engagement. If you are currently single, then there is a serious relationship coming. Because I couldn't be clear-cut with what was being said to me because it was said so quickly, but I see a gentleman offering his hand to you. So I want to actually say that this is a serious relationship that is being offered to you, and there are serious changes with your work direction. You've got to step out of your comfort zone, and this is the reason why these two individuals came and connected with you, because you're going to get their strengths, you're going to get their mental abilities, and your whole sense of direction in life is going to change.
Wow. Thank you. That's extremely wonderful.
I'm glad to have been able to talk to you today, Jamie, because I'm sorry I'm going to have to move.
Thank
nice
you so much.
Nice to Jamie.
You
no
too.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, and thank you for calling in there, Jamie. And may I say, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Andy online. Andy, are you there with us?
Yes. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Except the cold sore. I must say, the cold sore is horrendous. It's splitting as we speak, but never mind. The show will go on.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I've got a pretty nasty cold myself, and I know it's miserable, so I hope you're well on the mend.
Well, I've got over the cold, I think. It's just the cold sore now that's lingering on, and it's a bit, annoying. Let's see that. May I ask you, Andy, where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Kansas, from the Midwest.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for you?
I've just been a bit discouraged as of late, feeling a bit trapped and a bit stuck, and just wondered if there were any messages for me.
Okay, bear with me a second, and let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. And is that okay for you?
That sounds fine. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I know that I want to talk to you of a gentleman in the spirit world. Okay, he says, may I go back a little way? So I know I need to go back a little way in your family to find him. Now, I know as I'm with this gentleman, I believe that he's a well-dressed kind of a gentleman. I believe I want to put a uniform on this man because I know that, you know, that's the kind of way I come forward, is if I could wear a uniform, I would have been quite proud of this. Now, I know that he links towards your dad's side, and I believe I want to go maybe back to find your granddad, because I know that's where I need to go to find this gentleman. So do you understand if your granddad on your dad's side in the spirit world, first of all?
Yes, I'm not aware of a uniform, but certainly aware of my granddad.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that he would have been quite smartly dressed when he was here with us?
Proud. Very proud, yes. Very proud.
Because I know this is the way he comes through. So I don't know if it was him that wore the uniform or that goes in his family. I don't know. But I know he's a very proud man as he makes his connection here. Okay. And he makes me aware to say to you then of where you're feeling. See, it's feeling depleted you are right now. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And if I say to you that that's not a new thing, it's been like that for a little while now, isn't it?
Yes.
And if I said to you that you thought that it would have been all over and done with by now, that we would have sorted it and or it would have been sorted by now, and he says to me it's like as if it's dragging his heels a little. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I know as well that he wants me to say that to you that he's been around your life and he wants to uplift the vibration. He wants to pick the vibration up. Now, why does he mention that there's two others that he needs to address there with you at the minute? So there's two other people that's involved with this or involved with that feeling of being down at the minute, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Because he says to me, tell her about the two others. So obviously he is aware. I'm not saying that there's a problem with them. I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm not saying anything. But I know that of whatever it is, that's what he is aware of, okay? Now, he wants me to say that you, the more that he's been in your life at the minute, the more he's been around your vibration, he wants to uplift it. He wants to push you forward. Now, this, I know you just said to me that you have a cold, okay? But there's other things that's going on there with yourself, isn't there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I know that he says there to me about feeling exhausted and depleted. Okay, let me. And if I said to see, I don't like giving things like medical because I'm not a doctor, okay? But would it be right to saying to you that there's been medication, you've been taking medication for something else rather than your cold, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that, he says to me, you have to tell her, you have to tell her. And I'm saying to him, I don't want to. He says, you have to. So I know that, you know, so long as you understand it, that's the main thing. Now, would I be right in saying there to you, Andy, that you've been thinking, oh, I can't be bothered to do it no more. I can't be bothered to even go down there anymore.
Yes.
Because I know that that's what he comes to say to me. And I know, see, whenever they give me anything to do with medical, I always will say and always, you know, always have said that we need to seek the medical profession, okay? I'm far from a word doctor. I haven't got a clue. You know, my other job is a bricklayer. So, you know, I wouldn't have a clue. But I know that he wants me to say this to you about that we need to, you know, first things first, make sure that it's right and right for yourself, okay? Now,
okay.
He says that you believe that that condition, whatever that condition was, is gone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you that, okay. See, there's others in the spirit world that you would understand, others that's closer to you as well, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that there's somebody younger, of a younger age in the spirit world?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, because I know I've got somebody that's younger. And I want to see to you, somebody younger that shouldn't be, they believe that they shouldn't be in the spirit world right now. They should still be in this life. So let me say to you that this would be someone to do with something like they either passed with an accident or it was at the wrong place, at the wrong time, because I know that's why I feel I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be in the spirit world. I was kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes, I've just shown up recently in a dream. I hadn't dreamt about them in a long time.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that's what I'm aware of you, and I want to say that you about this younger person that's around your life, and I believe it's because of the younger time, that they're being younger, that it's the energy, that's what I want to give you, the energy of this youngster in the spirit world, that's what I need to put around your life. So I know I need to say to you that it's the energy I want to give you from the spirit world, okay? I got somebody that says that they are mum, now whether that she's your mum or what, I'm not sure, but so is your mum in the spirit world?
No, she is not.
Okay, so who is the lady that comes through and says, I'm mum, okay? So whether it's your grandmother that you would have looked upon her like a motherly figure, but I know I want to say that you about this lady believes that she's like a mum to you at the moment in the spirit world. Now, she says to me simply about when she passed, it was a sudden passing, okay? She says to me about being 58 of when she passed.
Okay.
Hey, you got her?
Okay, yep.
Because I know that she's with me as well, and she just wants to link around your life. So I know that she comes quite close, and she just wants you to know that she's there in your vibration. So the direction that they want to give you to uplift your vibration is that these people in the spirit world understand about the two other people that needs to be addressed. They understand it. And I know I want to say that you, that, you know, within, again, I'm not going to predict, but I know I want to say within the next month, that things are going to change in your life quite dramatically. Okay, does that help you a little bit there?
You bet. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it. You both have a great day.
The pleasure is all ours, and I'll say, you know, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. Thank you very much. Let's go straight back to the phone line, Jay Matthew, and I do believe that we have Melanie online next there. Melanie, are you there with us?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Matthew.
No, this is Mike. Hi. Mike, you always get Mike first.
Okay, Mike.
Ask where you're calling in from.
California.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here?
Okay, well, I had some questions. Any messages, I guess, from Spirit concerning my health, finances?
Okay, let me stop the day because it's Matthew's turn, so Matthew's going to work with you. Matthew, hey there.
Yeah, I'm there. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Matthew. I'm okay.
Good.
All right.
Now, I the first connection I actually got, which I know is for you, because obviously I get my connection before the next caller. I've got sort of a sort of angry female here, not angry with you, but angry with the way that things have been turning out in your life. A little bit disgruntled that the way that things have been going. You haven't lost your mum, have you?
Yes, I lost my mother.
Do you know if she had she tended to lose her temper at times and got a little bit impatient and bad tempered?
She could be, yeah.
It's just that the words were that somebody's been leading you astray, or somebody led you astray, meaning they took you in the wrong direction. And I'm almost thinking she's talking about in a relationship here. But I don't want to say it's anything serious as a divorce, but I want to say that things have been going a little bit astray and things have been going in the wrong direction. I mean, because that's the way that it's been actually pointed out to me. And you're too nice for your own good. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. So did somebody lead you astray in a previous relationship?
My ex-husband, the father of my daughter.
Okay, and is this the person that would have made your mum very angry, the way that he carried on? Because I know we're in the past tense, but for a mother to be able to connect, I mean, it's a big thing to actually now be able to put her point across. Because I've got the sense of well-read, God, he didn't half treat you like, he didn't treat you like you were a lady, he didn't treat you how you deserved, and you're now actually moving on, you're actually finally able to take some steps forward, even though you're still affected in some way by the whole situation.
Right. He didn't treat me right.
Obviously, we're on a public radio here, so I'm not going to completely open up what's been said to me. But all I know is that there is substantial anger from the lady in spirit to give me the indications that she's feeling very protective towards her daughter even now, and trying to give you each strength even now.
And she's what? Okay. Well, you know, it's, I guess, all water under the bridge that he... Yeah, I know what you're saying. She was very angry with the way he acted. She was being nice to him, and he treated her bad.
Can I also ask, is there a dog with dark fur in spirit as well? Because I actually saw a dog that, I don't know, it was black or it was dark brown, but I had a sense of a dog sitting around this lady. What's this dog? Whose dog's this?
I wonder if that dog was our German Shepherd.
Right, and it was a dark fur, wasn't it?
Yes, he had dark hair. His name was Marty.
Right, very affectionate, even though it could be fearsome. It was a very affectionate and protective dog. Now, this has been put around you to make sure things don't happen again, because it'll dissuade other people from treating you the way that you were treated. And is there a significance about Thanksgiving passing, or anything significant about Thanksgiving for either a birth or a passing? I mean, approximately, because it's an approximate date.
Oh, well, she passed away just before Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you, because I wanted to validate that, because I'd actually put Thanksgiving down before I actually realized what it was, and I'd put passing, but I know it was an approximate date. And was there a problem with her left hand or her left wrist?
Her left hand or her left wrist?
Yeah, was there a problem there? Because I had this emphasized as well.
Well, you know, she was because she was having strokes.
Right. Now, I know most strokes are on the right-hand side, but the fact then that she's showing me the left hand, it must have been on the left-hand side then.
Yes. Okay. She had trouble with her left side because of the stroke.
Thank you. Right, it's just I want to validate that I have this lady here. I also now can say that whatever her emotional states were and whatever her illnesses and weaknesses were, they passed you by. You're not going to have any fear in that quarter. Have you been having any pressure on your chest or anything to do with the chest area, and you've been sort of concerned or worried that maybe like mother, like daughter?
Yeah, I was been worried if maybe I would have a stroke like my mother.
Well, I'm concerned.
Or my heart.
Even though I'm not in the medical profession, I'm only a medical intuitive because I pick these things up. I'm pretty sure that her message is that I've got to tell you that you're not going to have the same sort of conditions that your mum had. Yours is a completely different life to hers. Yours is a different life pattern. Your life pattern now is completely different to what it was. And I have to say that there is a vast improvement on its way. And that is, she's showing me dollar signs, so that's clearly to do with the financial side of things. There is a vast improvement. That takes the pressure off. What you're feeling across your chest is stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've also got a mention. Sorry.
My doctor was telling me that my liver was enlarged due to my high blood sugars.
Right. Well, I'm not being brought. That's not been brought into my awareness. That to me is something that can be treated. That's treatable because it's actually a physical symptom. What Mother Vibration is more concerned about is on the emotional level. She can help with the emotional body. She can help with the spiritual body, and she can help get rid of the stress which is causing all the other symptoms. But her father also wishes to be remembered, and he is giving you a backbone. Now, he's saying it with humor, like, this one lacks a backbone. I'm giving her my backbone because I don't need it anymore. So you must have back trouble as well. You must have back trouble as well.
Yes, I'm having back trouble.
Okay, your grandfather is saying he's giving you his backbone because he doesn't need it anymore, and he's actually laughing about it. Because he did not believe in any of this one iota. But the fact is that he's now here and he's clearly getting through to you. He's completely surprised that he can do it. Because on the earth plane, if you told him, and many years later he would be communicating, he would have sworn at you.
That's
do you understand
my mom, Dad?
Do you understand that, though? So you know you're being well looked after by two very, very, very strong souls.
Oh, that's a nice message. Yeah, I like. Okay, great.
And I'm going to have to leave that there because obviously I've got to move on because we've got other calls and it's Mike's turn next as well. So it was lovely talking to you, Melanie.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matthew. Great. Bye.
Okay.
Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading. I've just been made aware. It'll be first thing in the morning. So come on over there and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the morning. I say thank you very much for calling. I do believe that before I take the next caller, Matthew, I want to clear something up.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the chat room and it seems to be a little bit of confusion.
Right.
It's Mike Spirit FM and Mike Host. Now, which one do you think I am, Matthew? Mike Spirit FM or Mike Host?
Mike Spirit FM.
See, you were wrong as well. I'm Mike Host. Mike Spirit
FM. I'm not in the chat room, but we're on Mike Spirit FM, and you're Mike Host. That's your username.
That's correct. So so let me just clear that up for everybody in the chat room. My name in the chat room is Mike Host. And Mike Spirit FM is a wonderful producer that does a wonderful job of taking all your calls and putting you all in line. And, you know, without that producer, without Robert, it would be a very difficult show to comprehend. So thanks to the producer, to Robert, because you make a wonderful producer. You really do. But let's go to the phone lines. And it's Brandy online. Brandy, are you there with us? And I was just saying how wonderful he was. Brandy, are you there with us? I think he wants me to say that he's a wonderful producer again. I think that's what it is. Okay.
I think he wants me to say it as well, I think.
Maybe, you never know. But let's go. Let's move on. I think it's Christine. Christina next. Christina, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And may I ask you there, Christina, where you're calling from?
We're calling from New York.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I come from a big family, and we've lost a few family members that, you know, we were just wondering if they were around or...
Okay. Bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so you'd understand of the lady that I've got with me that was confined to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of her life, because I know I'm seeing a lady and she sat down. And I know that as she sat down that she tells me that that's the way that she spent, I want to say, the last few years of her life, if I can say that to you, because I know that her movements were very restricted. I know that I want to say there to you that she would have been quite a well-built lady, quite rounded in her features, because I know that's the way I'm seeing her at the moment. So you'd understand of a lady like that for me, particularly in your mom's side. Is that right?
On my mom's side, a woman?
Yes.
Not that I would know, no.
Okay. Now, is it your mom's side? Is the large family?
Yes. Well, both, but I'm closer to the mom's side is a large family, yeah.
Because I know that's where this lady ties. It's in your mom's side, your family, because I know that's where the pull is towards your mom's side. Now, I know that I want to say to you that you would have been passed on to the spirit world. I want to say maybe some time. I want to say maybe the last 25, 30 years ago, because I know that's the era that she takes me back. So I know I want to say that you would have passed maybe 25, 30 years ago.
Not that I know of. I'm only 23. I mean, maybe before I was born, but no one I would know.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Okay, the importance is that they understand us. Okay, so let me work with them. We'll see what comes from. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Christina, if I said to you at the minute in your life that there's, I want to say to you that it's quite smooth. Is that right?
I mean, as smooth as it can get for now, yeah, I would say.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that it's, you know, life is quite okay. Life is quite, Life is quite nice. And I know I want to say to you there that it's like as if you're waiting for someone to pull the mat from underneath your feet. Is that right? It can't be this good for this amount of time.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, there's always room for improvement, I guess.
Okay, because I certainly feel as if this lady wants me to say to you that she's around your life, and she wants me to say to you that instead of staying stagnant, she wants you to move on and just go with it. Okay. Now, I certainly feel that there's a gentleman as well that wants to link around me. And I know that he would have passed on to the spirit world suddenly, because I'm aware that he would have passed very quickly. He tells me that he was in the home of when he passed. So I know that he would have been in the comfort of his own home, because he says to me that he didn't like the hospitals. He didn't like... he just liked being in his home, because that's where he feels comfortable. As well, he tells me that he loved the outdoor kind of life. So I know that he wants me to go to the outside. I want to say to you that you've enjoyed his garden and all sorts of things like that. So I know it's the fresh air that this man likes. Do you understand of him there?
Yeah, that's my dad.
That's your dad. Okay. And what have you written saying that your dad was very creative? You know, he'd like to do things. He particularly liked to, whether it was like fixing things or making things, because I believe I want to be creative with my hands here.
Yeah, he was a mechanic, and he just, you know, he did a lot of things around the house and stuff.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that, you know, as this gentleman, as your dad is quite close around you at the minute, he tells me that you've been asking for someone, whether it's your dad, to come close to you from the spirit world, because it's like, come on, come around me. I know that you're there. Let me see you. Let me feel you. Let me sense you. So you would understand that you're asking for them to keep coming around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
And would I be right in saying that the more that you're feeling that vibration close around you, the more easier it becomes to kind of grasp the idea that these people hasn't gone anywhere, but simply to the next dimension of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, because I know that's what I want to say to you, that you know, that's where they are, just simply to the next dimension of life. Now, for some reason, if I said to you that that you are trying to understand more, so either that you are working for the spirit world or you would want to work for the spirit world, do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that the more that we develop, see, if we have a gift, I want to say to you, develop it. Develop it to work better for you, to work harder for you. Develop that gift of whatever it is that's around your life. Work harder with it, okay? And I know that, you know, always when I'm doing my Thursday show, the show Thursdays are for people like yourself, the ones that develop, or if you just want to read in, then people can call in. But I know that the advice I would give to you is, you know, you stick in there. You keep doing it because it's you know, it's the most natural. I know that Matthew would agree with you with me. It's the most natural way of working that we can ever do is to link to the spirit world, because it is a natural born gift. And I know that ability is there with you. I know I want to say to you that there's a few things in your life that you need to get over first before it becomes more apparent. But I know that the more that your dad is with me, the more that he would want you to work together as a team then, if that makes sense. Okay, because I know that you would have been quite close to your dad when he was here with us. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Very, very close.
Good, okay. Because I know that bond in the spirit world is just as close as it was in this world, okay? So I know I want to say that to you that the more that he is with you, the more connected you should feel to him and to those that's closest to you, okay? Would it be right in saying that your dad, because I know that he keeps saying to me about that there's lots of boys there with him. So is it right that there's like... either he had six brothers or he's one of six boys or something. Would you understand the six boys?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six men in my family, well, six boys in my family now.
Perfect, okay, because he says to me about the six,
Yeah,
there's, yeah. Okay, there we are. Okay, so that just proves to us, isn't it, that your dad is very, very close around your vibration. He understands what's going on, okay? There's not so many girls... as it is boys, but he recognizes and he understands that. So where is the new life coming?
New life coming?
Yeah, who is the one that's expecting a new baby?
My friend.
Okay, because I know that she's expecting a baby,
Yeah, she's about 7 months.
Okay, because I know that he tells me about the new baby. He's excited about the new baby, okay? Because I know that wherever that is, it's going to bring joy, joy that has been needed for a long time. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I need to push on you because I know that the show is almost to the end, okay? So I'll say thank you very much for calling. I hope that reading has helped you a little bit. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on, or even tomorrow morning. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Matthew.
Yeah, that went quick.
Very fast. You know what? The 2 hours seems to be like 30 minutes, if I'm honest with you. It goes so
That's
fast.
That's right. It's no time at all.
So I know if people want to get hold of you, Matthew, it's Facebook, Matthew James Medium. Matthew.
That's right.
Twitter is at Matthew James Medium, again with double T.
Or I think it might be Matt James Medium from memory. It might be at Matt James Medium. It's either Matthew James Medium or Matt James Medium.
Okay, but they can still get you on Facebook, Matthew
That's
James
right.
Medium. And they can also contact you on your website, which is www.MatthewJamesMedium.com. That's right, isn't
it? That's right, yeah. That is right.
Matthew, I must say that, you know, again, as always, absolutely fantastic working, absolutely fantastic way of linking to the spirit world. And what a unique gift that you have.
You're not so bad yourself, Mike. I mean, I was listening, and I mean, I've got a few connections that you've got, particularly like the last lady. I mean, I'd written down... I got a father vibration for the next person, and we sort of linked together. I mean, it's like you, the lady whose mum came through, and you sort of finished the message off. I mean, we can work together.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and you know, that's the wonderful thing about being connected with spirit, isn't it? Obviously, the two of us has a connection, and you know, I always remember, Matthew, you know, years ago when I first started doing this. I don't know if you've ever done like a test to see how much of a connection that you have. I always remember the tutor that I had with me at the time. She came up to me, she held a book up in front of me. She said, "I am going to give this to the next one that you are going to work with." So I said, "Okay," and I had my back turned to the audience, so I couldn't see. She took that book and she gave it to someone. She said, "Michael, now make your connection to the spirit world." So I did. And you know, absolutely perfect.
Well done.
So, you know, I think to myself, you know, I know that we were speaking a little while ago. And we were saying about, last night for you, to be honest with you, about being connected and being spiritual and being able to work. You know, that's a wonderful thing that we can do. And like I said, you know, you're all the way over in Australia, you know, the other side of the world, really, isn't it?
That's right. Well, it is. It's nearly as far south as you can get, really, Australia. I mean, all right, you've got New Zealand as the next landmark, and then you're Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to go there. It's cold.
No, it's a bit colder now.
I don't like the cold that much. It brings up cold sores and colds and flus and so on and so forth. But never mind.
Yeah.
You know, again, as I say, you know, a wonderful connection to the spirit world. You know, you really do have that. And, you know, it's going to be a pleasure meeting up with you in June, hopefully. You know, all things going well. And actually working on the same platform as yourself. And
it will be amazing. That's going to be some show we'll put on, I tell you now.
Well, I think so, and I think, you know, it'll be an absolutely fantastic show. And you know, before that, I know that that, you know, for all our listeners here today, that you will be back before then. And
I hope so.
I'm probably back around the time that we will be doing that. But I will say, I need to apologize really for all the people that were on the phone lines tonight that couldn't actually get through or didn't have time. I will say, you know, I am doing a show this Thursday, as usual. It's going back to normally doing the Thursday show. It will be going at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is about 10:30 p.m. UK time. And that's going to be right here, either on Blog Talk Radio, MikeSpirit.fm, or even in Spreaker. And if you're not sure of how the Spreaker works, simply come on over to www.mikespirit.fm and you will see the Spreaker up on top. At the moment, we are doing the shows through the music show. So you hear the Captain Quincy show, the iPod Shuffle show, the Quiet. There's lots of shows going through there. And you never know, Matthew, what the future holds there, do you?
Well, that's right. That's right.
I know that people are asking for a four-hour show, Matthew. But
could we not set it up sometime and have a go at a four-hour show?
Well, I'm not sure on that one, but I'll talk to my wonderful producer about that.
Because there's Susie Price, who's one of the four mediums who's coming over to the UK with me, who I know she would love to come on your show. And what I sort of was going to suggest to you is, why don't the three of us do a show on the radio?
That's a wonderful idea. It really is. And maybe we can, talk off air on this and maybe structure something together. And, I'll say to all the listeners, keep tuned, keep listening, and you will find out more on this.
That's right.
And, I'm sure that we'll be able to pull something off, most definitely. But Matthew, once again, I want to say thank you very much. Matthew James on Facebook, Matthew James Medium on Facebook, Twitter at Matt James Medium. Or www.medium.com. For me, it's good night. For Matthew, it's good morning. I'll say good day wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.